One day before the 75th anniversary of D-Day, rain fell over Grand Island as traffic along Baseline Road and Grand Island Boulevard passed Charles de Glopper Memorial Park. That park's been a fixture in the heart of the town for many years, but work is underway to expand it, adding a veterans wall and walkway.
A really great thing that, you know, it's already, if you go over and look at it, you'll see how it's coming to fruition right now, even though it's not going to be completed till next year.
That's Don Tratter, a veteran who has helped work on the park project. We met him among a handful of patrons at the VFW post on Grand Island Boulevard, also named in de Glopper's memory. On the wall hangs numerous frames, one of which encases de Glopper's Medal of Honor. On June 9, 1944, de Glopper was with Company C, 325th Glider Infantry, looking to secure a bridgehead across the Merderay River in France. His platoon was cut off and under fire and pinned in a ditch. He voluntarily offered to help them escape by firing toward German forces and made his way into the road in plain sight of the enemy. He continued to fire until he was fatally gunned down. His platoon was able to leave their position and take one, which helped them win the bridgehead. De Glopper is buried in Grand Island, but Tratter says he's still remembered overseas.
Right, and he's also a hero over in France. There's a town over there where they celebrate him every year, the fact that for what he did over there.
The de Glopper Memorial Post's busiest day each year is Independence Day. Following the town's annual 4th of July parade, the post becomes the place to be seen for many longtime island residents and expats who return for the holiday. Relatives of de Glopper still live in Grand Island. One declined to be interviewed, while another we attempted to contact could not be reached. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.